This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Strike averted at UPS. CBS's Cammie McCormick has details.
UPS says it's reached a contract agreement with its 340,000-person union, and the union calls the deal historic and overwhelmingly lucrative. The terms include safety issues and equipping more trucks with air conditioning and other equipment, higher wages, and benefits. A UPS official calls it a win-win-win agreement.
President Biden's dedicating a national monument to late civil rights icon Emmett Till, who was lynched in the South in 1955.
We can't just choose to learn what we want to know. We have to learn what we should know. We should know about our country. We should know everything, the good, the bad, the truth of who we are as a nation.
The extreme heat's now affecting about 200 million Americans. But if you think it's hot outside, just think of the sun beating down on the ground. CBS's Nicole Skangas in Tempe.
At the Arizona Burn Center, officials say more than a third of the beds are occupied by patients with surface contact burns.
I think it's affecting me more.
We met 66-year-old Jacob Cohen at an indoor rec center in Glendale, Arizona.
Thinking about moving, yeah.
Police have left the home of a suspected serial killer on Long Island.
Suffolk County New York District Attorney Ray Tierney says officials are done searching the home of the suspect of the Gilgo Beach murders.
We have obtained a massive amount of material, which all of which has to be cataloged and analyzed, and it's going to take quite some time.
He says 279 weapons were taken from Rex Huerman's home. Investigators believe some of the victims may have been killed there. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A gynecologist who sexually abused dozens of patients for more than two decades at prestigious hospitals around New York will now spend the next 20 years behind bars. The judge called Robert Haddon's crimes shocking and unprecedented. There's a verdict in the trial over deadly terror attacks in Brussels.
32 people were killed and more than 300 injured in the attacks in the Belgian capital in March 2016. Today, six people were found guilty of terrorist murder for the bombings at Brussels Airport and its central subway station. Among them, Salah Abdeslam, already serving life in prison in France for his role in the 2015 attacks in Paris. Both series of attacks were claimed by the Islamic State group. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
You've got another shot tonight to hit it big.
Across America with Mega Jackpots, it's Mega Millions.
The Mega Millions jackpot now up to $820 million. It's the eighth largest prize in lottery history. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
We're going abroad for the
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. For the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 fails to advance to the full council. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million to the city's budget for road repairs, or about one quarter of that budget. After last night's hearing on the topic, which drew dozens of people for public comment, most of them largely opposed to the new fee, the council is expected to take action on the measure at tonight's meeting. A Water Street business owner is sentenced for selling drugs and being a felon in possession of a gun. Dwayne Perkins, the owner of Dropkicks, was sentenced to 7 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. Perkins told investigators he sold fentanyl to support his own drug habits. A heat wave is on the way. Temperatures today could touch 90 here across the Chippewa Valley. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there's a lot of it. We're going to get right to it. The grand jury deciding whether to indict Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. on the January 6th insurrection and the entire plan, the plot, which, by the way, was not just January 6th. A number of the callers on this show have pointed that out when you call in. This was a systematic effort over a period of at least a month or two to simply reject the results of the 2020 election and stall him. January 6th was just part of it. So let's get right to it. Where are we? People said last week that it might have issued this week, the indictment, because Trump was given 4 days till last Thursday to appear before the grand jury. And of course he didn't, and no criminal defendant does, because nothing you can say is going to change the result. And you don't want to go on the record under oath before a grand jury and simply give the prosecution more cross-examination material against you. Of course, Trump talks all the time. He's provided a lot of evidence every time he shoots his mouth off on television, on Truth Social, on a lot of different forums at rallies that are televised. In any event, here's where we're at. This grand jury in Washington sits twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And by the way, if anybody out there has ever been called for a grand jury service, I'd like to hear from you, and I'll tell you why. I've been called for jury service four or five times. They're only supposed to do it every few years, but I get called. I enjoy going down there. I never get picked. They look at me, you know, a lawyer. They don't want lawyers on the jury. They want people who each side thinks he can influence. But in any event, that's for a discrete period of time. You get called for a jury. They call it a petite jury as opposed to a grand jury. This is French. So a little jury and a big jury. The jury that you're familiar with is a petite jury. And that's the one many of you have gotten called for. But a grand jury, you don't get called for a couple of weeks, max, or usually just for a day or two to see if you even get picked. The grand jury, you can be picked for, you can be called for a year. Now, you're not sitting the whole time. You get called in when you're needed. You're hearing evidence in a lot of different cases. In this Washington grand jury, there are apparently 23 people on the grand jury, 23. 16 of them are a quorum. So if 15 show up, they got to go home. They can't do anything. It did not meet today. It's supposed to meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It didn't meet today. Why didn't it meet today? I have no idea. Maybe only 15 people showed up. You know, unlike a regular petite jury that you get called to, where you don't show up, you're in a lot of trouble. The same with a grand jury, but, you know, a year is a long time. People have jobs. And so they'll excuse people much more frequently than from a petite jury. In any event, it didn't sit today. It's going to sit Thursday till noon. A lot of the speculation is that they'll come to a decision on Thursday. If they come to a decision on Thursday, the indictment could issue that afternoon, or the prosecutor could wait till Friday. So it's possible there'll be an indictment against Trump this week. I do not think it's likely that there will not be an indictment, because the old adage in criminal law is that a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. What does that mean? It means that the only lawyer the grand jury hears from in an advocacy sense is the prosecutor. The defense isn't even told there's a grand jury early on, unless the prosecutor wants to. No exculpatory evidence is shown, and it doesn't have to be. Hearsay is fine. They can put a police officer or some and have an affidavit and say, here's what I've been told. They only hear one side of it. In my entire career in Milwaukee practicing law over 40 years, there's one example of a grand jury that did not return an indictment, even though the prosecutor wanted it. And that was a case where a very prominent, good Milwaukee company was accused of some technical violation of the law, a regulatory violation, and the grand jury didn't want any part of that. But in every other case, it's like falling off a log for the prosecutor. So there will be an indictment, in my view. If it's not doesn't come out by Friday or late Thursday, would it come out next week? I would assume so. This grand jury can't continue to not meet. So that's where we stand. And now I'm going to talk a little more about the background of this grand jury, but I'm going to quick go to the lines. Bob and Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Bob, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, I did sit on a grand jury once, and 140 indictments in Eugene, Oregon, in May of 1985. And the thing that bothered me were the sex cases. Everything else, you know, you went home at night, it was okay. But when they had a bunch of sex cases on, it made you sick to your stomach. That's the one thing I clearly remember. So property crimes, okay, but sex crimes are just so disgusting.
So you guys met and you issued 145 indictments. Good for you. You did a lot of work, and then the prosecutor gave the evidence. And were there any cases where you refused to bring an indictment even though the prosecutor wanted it?
Yes. There were a couple pornography things. In fact, the prosecutors brought in two cases of pornography, and one was heterosexual and one was homosexual. And the indictment went out against the homosexual, but not the heterosexual. I voted against both of them, but there was another male in the group that flipped his vote and thought the homosexuals were worse than the heterosexuals. So that indictment didn't go through. And with only one charge to go against the defendant, they didn't have as much bargaining room in the trial and so forth.
You know, that is fascinating. And I want to say something about pornography cases. Bob, thank you so much for calling in. That was a mini lesson for any lawyer listening to this, that there were some cases, even though the prosecutor, this is in Oregon in 1985, believe it or not, there are still prosecutions for pornography. Now, unless it's child pornography, there are no prosecutions. But I remember back in 1985, there was a lawyer in Milwaukee. He told a bunch of us in a seminar that he had represented some of those porn shops along the interstate near Kenosha. And these were ones where he criminally charged them. He didn't need a grand jury, but it went to trial and there were acquittals. The defense got acquittals for the simple reason that everybody looked, hey, look, these are adults, mind your own business. And that was a fascinating call from Bob. Thank you very, very much. Let me get back to the indictment of Donald Trump. The indictment of Donald Trump. Remember, this is not just a bunch of yahoos getting lathered up and going to the Capitol on January 6th, even though five people were killed or died. One was shot. One was trampled to death. There were suicides. Fanon, one of the officers, had brain damage and had a heart attack. And he was being beaten. And he said, please, I have four daughters. This is an officer. Why the hell should he have to plead for his life? Why should he have to plead for his life? This is wrong. But it wasn't just that. And yes, Trump did gin that up. But remember the testimony before the January 6th committee last year, that Donahue, one of the superb senior guy in the Department of Justice. He was at a meeting. Trump called him in and he said, I want you to say that the Department of Justice found corruption. Leave the rest to me and the Republican Congress. And because Donahue said, no, wait a minute, there wasn't corruption. Trump said, it doesn't matter. Just say there was. Leave it to me and the rest of the Republican Congress. The Republican Congress is crooked. They're crooked as a dog's hind leg. The plan was, remember the Green Bay sweep, plan was that Pence would then have the fake electors, one of them given to him by Ron Johnson, and these other, and Pence was supposed to get up there and say, wait a minute, the Department of Justice said there was corruption. What do I know? I have two sets of electors for these six states. You decide. And then the genius of this wicked plot was that it is not decided by the House. It's decided by congressional delegation. Each state get one vote. So California gets one vote, but Wyoming gets one vote. You see, New York gets one vote, but Idaho gets one vote. And there are more than half of those delegations that are majority Republican, and bingo, Trump is back as president. That's what went on. And Trump did this in Ukraine, if you recall, telling Zelensky that just say that you have an investigation of Biden, leave the rest to me. Erdogan in Turkey did this. He had his opponent, mayor of Istanbul, just recently put in jail for 2 years. Putin did this when he took power. He had his opponent put in prison. This is America, guys. And anybody out there who thinks that somehow you're voting for Trump, you're not voting for America. And I'll tell you what, message to the attorney general in this state, Josh, my friend Josh, prosecute the fake electors. For God's sake, prosecute the fake electors. You are seeing them prosecuted in Michigan. You'll see them prosecuted in Georgia. Prosecute the fake electors. This is part of this Green Bay sweep. They've demonized the Green Bay Packers, for God's sake. That's what they did. That's what they did. And that is what is going on here. I'm glad that Bob of Madison called in to talk about his experience as a grand jury person. They're very, very rare. There are not many people called to grand juries. He came back with 145 indictments. Of the two pornography ones, they came back with one of them, which was a miscarriage of justice. Neither one of them should have come back, but and a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. Stay tuned for next week. I think this indictment, if it doesn't come down Friday, will come down next week. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715
470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit therifens.com/disclosure.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's going to be warm and muggy here for the next couple of days. In fact, by Wednesday and Thursday, we're talking a heat index pushing 100 or better. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 92 this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Could catch an isolated thunderstorm late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny 93. We'll get to a high of 96 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 87.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. On August 23rd, there will be the first Republican debate in Milwaukee. Apparently, it's at the Fiserv Arena. Why is it in Milwaukee? Because the Republican Party has an internal rule. It's not a rule of law. It's just their internal rule that the first debate will be in the location of their eventual convention, which is next July in Milwaukee. The first one is August 23rd. Okay. By August 21st, these candidates have to certify whether they're in or out. What do you mean? Why wouldn't they all want to be in? Yeah, they all want to be in, but they're not all going to be in because here are the rules and here is who qualifies. First of all, they have to hit fundraising and polling thresholds. Secondly, they have to sign a loyalty oath that they will support the eventual nominee. Let's take a look at who qualifies and what it takes to qualify. Financially, they have to have 40,000 individual donors with at least 200 donors coming from 20 different states. And they have to be individual donors, not people with fake names and that kind of thing. B, they have to show up in the polls as 1% or greater in three national surveys or two national and two early state polls. And these polls have to be at least 800 likely primary voters. There are very few polls, by the way. That's an expensive poll that has 800 primary voters. Very few. Many of them have 400, 450. That's a problem for lesser known candidates. It's a real problem. Now, as of July 24th, the Republican National Committee said that there were two national polls and three early state polls that qualify. In other words, they had 800 primary voters. So who's in, who's out? And then I'm going to get to the lines. Don't hang up. Trump is in, but I'm going to make a prediction. I don't think he's going to show up. He's ahead by how many points? All he can do is give legitimacy to the other candidates. He has no legitimacy in my eyes or most people's eyes, and neither do these other candidates, but that's the way he's looking at it. DeSantis will qualify, but remember something. It requires that he take a loyalty oath, among other things, and that he says that he is going to support Trump if Trump is the nominee. And I don't see how anybody with any character can say that. On the other hand, DeSantis has acted like a mini Trump And I'm sure he doesn't care because he's very, very similar. Nikki Haley apparently will qualify. What that means is she's certified that she has 40,000 individual donors, et cetera, et cetera. But it also says that she would support Trump if he's the nominee, and she has made that pledge. I think she's, and the other thing about her campaign, which is really weird, is she attacks the Democratic Party for the identity being the identity politics party. But then she said that one of her credentials is she's a woman with a Sikh background. Now, hey, look, Nikki, I got some word for you. Either you're playing the card or you're not playing the card. If you're attacking Democrats, knock it off. Tim Scott of South Carolina says he qualifies. Okay. Vivek Ramaswamy, a tech guy, wants to increase the voting age, believe it or not, to 25, says he qualifies. His chances are slim to none, and Slim just left town. Chris Christie said he qualifies, but what that means is he said that he'll support Trump if he's the nominee. I think Chris Christie ruins whatever, and I don't want him as president, but it ruins whatever message he's trying to send. There's another guy who qualifies named Doug Burgum, believe it or not, governor of North Dakota. I don't know how many of you have heard of Doug Burgum. I didn't hear about him until this thing. He qualifies on the money because virtually everybody, you know, gets 1%. If anybody listening to the show, anybody ran for the Republican or Democratic nomination, you would get 1%. Some people would like your name. Some people would have the same name. The 1% is ridiculous. But here's how Doug Burgum got 40,000 donors. And I think this is a criminal offense. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not a prosecutor, but I am a lawyer. This sounds very strange to me. Here's what he did. If you send him $1, that's a contribution, he will send you $20. That's how he got 40,000. He's a very, very wealthy guy. What kind of a deal is that? What kind of a deal is that? Hey, Will Hurd's not going to make it, former congressman from Texas, because he won't support Trump. Francis Suarez, mayor of Miami, and Larry Elder, who's, I don't know, a radio guy, probably aren't going to make it because no one knows about him. Asa Hutchinson is doubtful, and I like Asa Hutchinson. I mean, he's a right-wing nut, but he is sort of semi-honest looking. Governor of Arkansas, I don't think he has 40,000 anybody. Believe it or not, Mike Pence does not have 40,000 donors yet, and he's not sure he'll make it. I don't see how Asa Hutchinson and Mike Pence can say they'll support Trump, but apparently they have. Okay, we're coming up on a break. I see you on the lines. Rather than give you 30 seconds, I'm going to say, hold on, and I'll get to you right after the break. The bottom line for this debate is this. If Donald Trump comes into this town, there's going to be a lot of people who are not going to welcome him. Let me be blunt about that. I don't think that Donald Trump will come to this debate. I do not think he is going to give any airtime because he will think that he'll boost the ratings if he comes. So he's doing a dance. He's doing a slow striptease, which is kind of disturbing thinking about it even with Donald Trump. But that's what he's doing. He's doing a tap dance. I don't think he's going to come. But there you have this weird array of people who are liable to qualify. Going to break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. UPS has reached a deal with the Teamsters Union. Supply Chain CEO Abe Eshkenazi.
unfortunately, a strike in this magnitude with the volume that they handle, we don't have enough alternatives. So first, costs would have gone up. Delays would have increased in terms of products.
The deal includes better pay for part-time workers, which had been a sticking point in negotiations. President Biden declared a national monument in Emmett Till's name today and says people should know our history, even if it's ugly.
At a time when there are those who seek to ban books, bury history, we're making it clear, crystal clear.
The extreme heat is spreading. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
5 to 10 degrees above average by the end of this week from Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, the Carolinas, all the way on up through at least New York State and potentially a good portion of New England.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. For the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 fails to advance to the full council. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million to the city's budget for road repairs, or about one quarter of that budget. After last night's hearing on the topic, which drew dozens of people for public comment, most of them largely opposed to the new fee, the council is expected to take action on the measure at tonight's meeting. A Water Street business owner is sentenced for selling drugs and being a felon in possession of a gun. Dwayne Perkins, the owner of Dropkicks, was sentenced to 7 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. Perkins told investigators he sold fentanyl to support his own drug habits. A heat wave is on the way. Temperatures today could touch 90 here across the Chippewa Valley. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Here's something you've never heard before.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Introducing 24/7 lifeguard protection, only from Simply Safe Home Security. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. I'll take you in order. Do not hang up. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're first. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, the clown Republican that wants to raise the voting age up to 25, he does understand that it's in the Constitution that it's 18 years old. I mean, when you come up with something like that, it's beyond me that here's a man who's one of his planks is to violate an oath to the document he is getting elected to. So he should be laughed off the stage. I mean that it's kind of un-American as far as I'm concerned. That we have 18-year-olds serving in the service, fighting and dying for this country. Fortunately, at this point in time, not at the level that they were. But I mean that. Where does he pull this out of? I mean, what orifice does he manage to come up with an idea well, like that.
Here's the deal. If you cut out all voters between 18 and 25, you cut out majority Democratic voters. And this guy, Vivek Ramaswamy, you know, I mean, I think it's he has a more authoritarian background. He's not going to go anywhere. He's not elected to office. He's a tech guy. And but somehow, you know, they trot him out and he's gotten apparently a lot of donations, at least 40,000 to make the debate. And he'll get up there. And this thing, yes, it's unconstitutional. What he's really saying, Mark, is that he would introduce a constitutional amendment to raise it to 25. That takes 3/4 of the states, 2/3 of the Congress. It ain't going to happen. But it got him a little attention, like we're talking about it right now. I have managed not to think about him. And after this show is over, I probably won't have to think about him again. Excellent call. Thank you. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Boy, I tell you, this whole Trump saga gets old. I mean, you just get to the point where I just don't understand how the Republican Party as a whole can support this guy. They'd be way, way better off just to move on for him. That being said, what do you make of today, the Republicans on board now, which I love to do, early voting? What in the world caused that? I mean, it's a great thing, and I hope it. I hope they stay on board with it. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, okay, that's a good – and you're raising something that is a segment subject, and let's hit it right now because you're a great question. Suddenly today, the Republican National Committee started to say, we are now going to start pushing early voting. That's voting by mail. The two ways of early vote, one is by mail. One, you can have in-person early voting. Like in Milwaukee, I go down to the municipal building during a couple of weeks before the election and this staff, and I vote because I like voting in person, even though it's early, but you can do it by mail. They realize that they are getting really disadvantaged by just stepping back and telling everybody only to vote the day of. The reason there are two Democratic senators in Georgia right now is because Trump went around shooting his mouth off before that election and going, the voting's crooked. You better show up and don't vote by mail. So people believed him. And then what happens if a guy gets sick? What happens if a guy gets called out of town, or a woman? What happens if he has a problem with their kids and they can't vote on election day? That's the beauty of early voting. However, their espousing of this right now is in bad faith, in my judgment, and here's why. They were the ones who blocked drop boxes. Remember? Utah has drop boxes. For early voting, you can just drop it in the drop box, which is guarded. It's photographed. Frequently, it's in a municipal building or near one, and they're absolutely safe. You know the state that has and loves drop boxes? Utah. Utah is the most, believe it or not, the most Republican state in the union, 70% basically Republican, and they love them. But here, they try to make a big deal out of it. No drop boxes. Now there's litigation to reinstate drop boxes now that Janet Protasiewicz is on the Supreme Court as of August 1st, and she made it very clear in her campaign she was for drop boxes. Let's see if the Republicans get behind drop boxes, early drop boxes for early voting. They're saying this kind of stuff to try to motivate some of their, especially upper income people who might not be able to vote on election day because of a problem of some sort. And I do not believe that they are in good faith. But Ronna McDaniel, who is a real piece of work, she is a real piece of work. She's the RNC chair. She's going, and we're going to launch it in Wisconsin and all this stuff. I think it's baloney. But they do say it. Yeah, they do say it. But they've gone around and Trump's gone around saying how everything's so crooked. I'll believe it when I see it. This is now we're coming on 6 months that Tommy Tuberville is holding up promotions for flag officers. 6 months. China licking his chops, rubbing their hands. Putin licking his chops, rubbing his hands, sticking a knife in it. In 6 months, that the Senate hasn't done a damn thing to simply override him. 6 months. And I got to say something. I'll just say it right now. Today, Tammy Baldwin announced that she would support a resolution, quote, supporting our service members, end quote. Listen, I want to give some word to the Democrats. Yes, the Republicans will stick a knife in our military because they think it somehow weakens Joe Biden. You want to support our service members? Get up in the Senate and say, get rid of this one guy veto rule. This one guy veto rule. No one has done it. Not a single senator has done it. Because the vanity and the self-importance and the aggrandizement in the House of Lords attitude is they walk in when no one's around. They say, how are you, my lord? Oh, I'm fine, my lord. How are you, my lord? My lady, how are fine? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Any one of them, they've delegated the right to shut down the U.S. government, even on spending, in this case on promotions. Forget support our service members. Let's support them, actually support them. Service members want leadership. When I served in the Navy, it gave me a lot of comfort that I had a captain that was very experienced. I was a young guy. We had a rear admiral in charge of the fleet, the second fleet. Our kinds of ships, our class of ships. We had vice admirals, and then we had admirals. They knew what they were doing. We knew that if they told us to do something, and we did it, that they'd taken into account the risk and reward. Right now, there are thousands, because 650 flag officers, that means thousands of other junior officers who are going to be promoted, traveled to new locations, sold their homes in some cases, have kids in school, maybe took them out of school over the summer. And they're in limbo because Tommy Tuberville, the chicken hawk who didn't serve, thinks that this is something cool. And that we're getting support our service. Hey, let's actually support them, for God's sake. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling us your mind today, Bill.
It's kind of interesting. I believe as we get closer to the election, McCarthy, Tuberville, all of them, they're panicking. They're like rats in a rain barrel, and they can't get out, and they're going to start trying to drown each other. But the craziness is going to escalate until you say, well, boy, I thought last week they were out of their minds. They know. They're in the realization that the best guy they got has more indictments than John Gotti, who was the mafia boss. They know that. They know that. He's notorious. That's the best they've got. Then the next guy behind him can't even win an argument with a mouse. He's got people leaving Florida in droves because they can't get their house insured. That's the best they've got. So now they're scared. Well, then we'll impeach Biden, or we'll go after Hunter, or we'll do this, or we'll cut back on the military. We'll do something. We've got to get the Americans' attention off of us because they were Americans. Remember, Trump never won an election in his life. He lost against Hillary by 3 million votes, popular vote, 3 million. And when he did win because of the Electoral College, that was something that never happened in history. And according to the FBI and CIA, they said that was the Russian involvement, not directly, indirectly, that it happened in. So they know they've got nothing but losing and losing and losing. And they're desperate because if they lose big, they're done. They're gone. I actually hope somebody like Christie is their running mate and at least tries to save whatever is left of that party. You know, how many indictments, how many criminal charges? Jordan and his sham hearings, he's got a subpoena hanging over his head. You can't make this up, but they're desperate. And the closer we get, the more desperate they're going to get. That's my thoughts for the day. Thank you for letting me rant.
Yeah, no, excellent as always. Thanks a lot, Bill. And, you know, picking up on what Bill said, what I'm about to read, you will not believe. What I'm about to read, you will not believe. This is an ad that is being sent out by Trump or by pro-Trump people, and they don't send out anything without his approval. And it's been described as the most chilling ad, and it has QAnon overtones that a lot of people have ever heard. And it goes something like this with a very, very threatening male voice. It goes something like this. Quote, if I was the deep state, I would rig elections. If I was the deep state, I would do a false flag on mail-in ballots. If I was the deep state, I would sue my opposition. If I was the deep state, I would say that Ukrainian Nazis are good and our Russian friends are bad. If I was the deep state, I would push pedophilia. That's a QAnon thing. That is, it goes on for 110 seconds. 110 seconds is a minute and 50 seconds. And it has many, many more sentences than I just described. But this threatening thing, if I was the deep state, and it perverts everything about American democracy. It attacks America. This is a very dangerous circumstance. Very dangerous circumstance. We're going to the lines. Nick of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Nick?
Hey, Matt. It's my understanding that the military always has to have its house in order to be ready to protect this nation, its national security. So this whole rule that they come up with for one guy to hold it up, is it going to be a Russian or a foreign government gets to one guy in Congress or somebody in our house and then it holds up the military? I don't know why they just go ahead and make their appointments and let them chase Biden in court. Let them chase them for a resolution, and we just, by executive order, make these appointments as a thing of national security and military readiness and move on. And then just let them challenge it and let them waste their time and resources trying to disprove it. We always hear about these rules. It's like, well, now we need 60 people. Now we need this, and now we need that. And like, oh my gosh, it's always some crazy rule that always seems to hold everything up.
Right. That's an excellent call, because these rules, in my opinion, are unconstitutional. In the Constitution, you have an upper house and a lower house, and they vote by majority. The Senate, because it's been called the most exclusive club in the world, has passed a rule in the distant past that any one of them can stop anything. How do they stop it? They go, okay, you have 650 admirals and generals. I want a full vote on each one. I want 3 weeks for each one. And then I want to filibuster it. That's unconstitutional. That's effectively denying majority rule. That's effectively denying majority rule. And then they can filibuster it, demanding 60 votes, and it can't even come to a vote. That is unconstitutional. Here's the problem. The Republicans are behind this. Ron Johnson said he agrees with Tuberville. Moscow Mitch said, well, he is in his rights to do it. No, he's not in his rights. They represent me. My rights are there too. So are yours. Should be majority rule. And then not a single any senator has gotten up and said that this is wrong. Get rid of the one veto rule. Get rid of the one veto rule. I agree with you. I think that Biden should just promote them, pay them, and send them to their duty stations and say, sue me. The problem is you have six tarantulas on the Supreme Court. This is a potentially dangerous circumstance. But you're right. The Ruskies could get to one guy, or the Chinese, or the North Koreans, or ISIS. Saudi Arabia could buy one guy. And they can control our government unconstitutionally. We're going to a break. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. We'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Burns, burns, burn. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with thunderstorms developing late and lows in the upper 60s. Storms linger Wednesday morning, then sunny, hot, and low 90s for the afternoon. Sunny and hot Thursday, high mid 90s, maybe some storms late. Currently 89 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to Manchlin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jean?
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for taking my call, and outstanding show, outstanding callers. You know, I've been watching this for a long time. This is my personal biased opinion, you know, and watching what's happened in our state and then, you know, in other states and then now to our federal government. And, you know, this attempt to destroy our democracy, our freedoms, is significant. And we got to follow the money. And if anybody knows money, please call in with the information because these people don't work for us. It's very obvious. And we're kind of pains in the butt for the, you know, the people that are making the big bucks because, you know, we really believe in environmental protections, worker protections, and safety and security and things like that. But these multinational corporations, they don't care about one thing. It's their own pocketbooks, not streets and roads and things like that. And anyway, this attack on our democracy, you know, that was a crime against America. And there's this judge who is a conservative judge. And I don't want to speak for him, but it was just what I gathered from him, Judge Luttig. And he said that, you know, I'm going to just paraphrase, so everybody look him up. He said Trump has been taunting, going after, just right in your face, you know, about his criminality. It's like, go ahead and try and arrest me, you know, and then he'll do this thing where, oh, they're after me, they're after me. But he figures there would not be somebody in that position that would not go after him for the crimes that he has committed. He could have went to work right away, returned documents, you know, not played these games. And to me, it's like, in your face, I'm the king. This is my opinion. I'm the king, and you guys better listen to what I say. And you know what? The law don't apply to me if he gets away with it. And the Republicans, the old Republicans, the mega Republicans, a lot of them left the party that were true Republicans, they're just as bad as he is. And the ones that are running for office that will support a criminal that betrayed America are no better. And, right. And if anybody gets a chance, you got to see it. I tried to sum it up the best I could, but I was blown away when I saw it. And I thought, yep.
Right. No, no. Yep, I agree. Let me jump in because I think you're making a good point. That's Michael Luttig. He's a very conservative appeals judge, but he is very pro-democracy. And he exactly said what you just said. And he was a guy that they were thinking of for the Supreme Court. I don't want another Republican on the Supreme Court, but at least he was pro-democracy. And he was also a commentator in the January 6th commission, and he also was testified as an expert. So that's an excellent observation. Let me put it to you this way. Trump has got, you know, could it have been done earlier and better? Sure. But at the end of the day, Trump has got to be prosecuted. He engineered the non-peaceful transfer of power back to himself, undercutting our election, is the most significant attack on our democracy in the history of this country. He's got to be indicted, and it looks like he will be. Could it have been done earlier and better? Yeah. Merrick Garland could have gotten off the stick a year ago and put Jack Smith on this, and Trump would have been indicted before he announced for president, taking some political pressure off. Could somehow there have been a legal basis to get rid of Mercedes Cannon, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, who is essentially a Trump lawyer, even though she's the judge? Yeah, there could have been. Could we have indicted the Wisconsin fake electors earlier? Yeah, we could have criminally charged them. We should have. But I think that there's a growing consensus to the Attorney General, Josh Call, that he has got to criminally charge these fake electors. That they were an integral part of this. Integral part of this. Should the Senate a long time ago have gotten up and said, we're going to get rid of the one man, one woman veto? Absolutely. Because, by the way, they're not just doing this. They're not just doing this for 650 flag officers. They've already threatened to do it for all government spending. And it runs out at 5 p.m. on September 30. Right now, the defense bill, they're only allocating 2.5 days to debate it. It passed the House with a lot of amendments that are unacceptable. They have got to pass it themselves. There's been a lot of crazy amendments offered by these right-wing nuts. Then when they pass something, it's got to be reconciled with the House. And this is to fund our entire military, not just 650 flag officers. This has to all be done by September 30. And the first go-around, they're giving themselves 2.5 days because they want to leave on Thursday. Hey, there's no holiday this weekend. What do you mean you got to leave on Thursday? Get to work, guys. Get to work. One senator can shut down the U.S. government. I can't say that more bluntly. One senator can shut down the U.S. government, and that's unconstitutional. I can't say that more bluntly. One senator has stopped the promotions of 650 flag officers and thrown in limbo thousands of subordinate officers who were thinking that they were going to get new commands. And they are demoralizing the American military. And Ron Johnson is for it. And Van Orden is for it. And Tiffany is for them, for him. Every one of these Republican congressmen and every Republican leadership in Wisconsin, the Republican National Committee is for it because they think it will hurt Biden. And because many of them are Russian sympathizers. This is not Ronald Reagan anymore. Do you understand that? A group has taken the name Republican, the brand, and they have turned it into an enemy of the United States, into a treason caucus. The Democrats have the majority right now, and who knows how long they'll have it. Somebody get up there and say, we're getting rid by majority rule of the one veto power for every guy. The Saudi Arabians have already bought golf. Now there was a thing in Sports Illustrated today that the NBA is at risk. The Saudi Arabians just paid $330 million for a soccer player that I never heard of. They have unlimited money. You don't think they can get to a senator? You don't think they've already gotten to a senator? We have a constitution that our founding fathers put together for majority rule. So even if you have a crooked senator, you can overcome it. But because all of these House of Lords love the prestige, they've unconstitutionally delegated the right to one guy to shut down our government. That's got to stop. There've got to be somebody that gets up in the Senate, anybody, say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Stand by for Diamond Crew, Devil's Advocate. Great show.
Hold up. Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.